This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srisana Bastala with the news, the headlines first. Nepal receives over 39 billion rupees foreign investment commitments from development partners in 6 months. Budget preparation process for upcoming fiscal year 2026-27 begins. National Assembly session to convene today at Singha Darbar. And U.S. President threatens tariffs on 8 European allies over a Greenland dispute. Now the news in detail. The country has received foreign investment commitments worth 39,236,164,000 rupees from development partners in the first 6 months of the current fiscal year. According to the annual report on foreign direct investment issued by the department, in the first 6 months of the current fiscal year, investment commitments worth Rs. 39 billion were received in 475 industries. The report states that in the current fiscal year, commitments for foreign direct investment have been received for 7 large, 8 medium and 460 small industries. In the Nepali month of post, commitments for foreign investment worth 5,995,000,000 rupees have been received for 36 small industries. The total commitment of foreign direct investment so far stands at 675,433,300,000 rupees across 7,713 industries. In the past 6 months, the highest foreign direct investment commitments amounting to 1,078,486,000 rupees were made for 257 industries in the information technology sector. The government has initiated the budget preparation process for the upcoming fiscal year 2026-27. The National Planning Commission, NPC, said the National Resource Estimation Committee has begun the work to identify potential revenue sources and set the spending limits. In coordination with the Ministry of Finance, the Commission will prepare a preliminary estimate of available resources and expenditure ceilings for the next 3 years. NPC Secretary Ravi Lal Pant said a technical committee has also been formed to support the process and preliminary work is already underway. The National Assembly session is scheduled to be held at 11 a.m. today at the Federal Parliament Secretariat in Singha Darbar. According to the Office of the President, this session was summoned on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers in line with Article 93(1) of the Constitution. As per the part of preparations, National Assembly Chairman Narayan Prasad Dahal convened a meeting of the Business Advisory Committee on Friday. Federal Parliament Secretariat spokesperson Ekram Giri said all preparations for the session have been completed. The Nepali Congress has decided not to enter into any unnatural or power-centric alliance with any party in the future. The decision was taken by a meeting of the party's Central Working Committee chaired by President Gagan Thapa. The meeting thanked the Election Commission for recognizing the party's decisions in line with the constitution and laws and urged party supporters at home and abroad to actively participate in the March 5 elections, emphasizing unity and cooperation. Party spokesperson Devraj Chalise said the committee also appreciated the contributions of former President Sherbahadur Deoba and other senior leaders. President Thapa said the party will move forward as a united force, leaving behind past bitterness and work together with senior leaders and youth cadres. Meanwhile, the Sherbahadur Deoba-led faction of the party has decided to seek legal remedies against the Election Commission's decision. Party spokesperson from the establishment faction, Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat, said the decision was made by a Central Working Committee meeting chaired by Acting President Purna Bahadur Kharka at the party office in Sanipa yesterday. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Arial and Election Commission officials have discussed preparations for the upcoming elections. The Election Commission said preparations for the House of Representatives elections scheduled for March 5 and the National Assembly election on January 25 are progressing on schedule. Officiating Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari informed the minister that returning officers' offices have been established and more than 80% of election-related work has been completed. He also informed that the commission is closely monitoring compliance with the Election Code of Conduct. In the meeting, Home Minister Arial said the government has made adequate security arrangements and assured full coordination with the Election Commission, guaranteeing security from election preparation through voting and vote counting under an integrated security plan. The Election Commission has established the Office of the Election Code of Conduct Implementation and appointed election officers. The Commission also held discussions with political parties registered for the House of Representatives election on implementing the Election Code of Conduct 2082. Political parties pledged to conduct the upcoming polls in a clean, free, fair and fear-free manner and committed to fully comply with the Constitution, election laws and the Code of Conduct. They also agreed to cooperate with the Commission and monitoring bodies when required. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari called on parties to avoid the politics of prohibition and follow the law, while Commissioner Sagun Samsir Rana said social media monitoring tools will be used. Meanwhile, the Commission has established the offices of Chief Election Officers and Election Officers in all 77 districts and 88 constituencies ahead of the House of Representatives elections for March 5. The Tribhuvan University has called on all concerned sides to resolve disputes through talks and dialogue in a systematic manner. In a notice issued yesterday, the university urged agitating groups to refrain from activities that disrupt its responsibility to provide quality education. The notice also reads that incidents such as padlocks, strikes, arson and vandalism have seriously jeopardized implementation of the academic calendar. The university clarified that once decisions are made by the Academic Council, there is no provision for re-examination at any level. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump's threat to impose new tariffs on 8 European allies opposing his proposal to take over Greenland has drawn strong condemnation across Europe. The U.S. president announced a 10% tariff on goods from Denmark, France, Germany, the U.K., Sweden, Norway, Finland and the Netherlands from February 1, warning it could rise to 25% unless a deal is reached on Greenland. According to the BBC, the European leaders rejected the move with UK Prime Minister calling it completely wrong and French President terming the threat unacceptable. Sweden's Prime Minister and said Europe would not be blackmailed, while the European Union vowed to firmly defend international law. Trump claims Greenland is vital for US security and has not ruled out using force despite strong opposition from Denmark, European allies and Greenlanders themselves. Thousands of protesters demonstrated in Greenland and Denmark declaring the territory is not for sale. India's aviation regulator has fined IndiGo Airlines a record $2.45 million after it cancelled around 4,500 flights in early December, stranding tens of thousands of passengers across the country. According to the Reuters, the Directorate General of Civil Aviation found serious deficiencies in pilot roster planning after stricter duty and rest rules came into force, saying IndiGo focused too heavily on maximizing aircraft and crew use at the cost of operational resilience. The regulator has issued warnings to senior executives and ordered the airline to remove the head of its operations control from duty. IndiGo, which controls about 65% of India's domestic aviation market, said it will comply with the orders. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy over the Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, along with the hilly and mountainous regions of Kandaki province. Meanwhile, the weather will be mainly fair over the remaining areas. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places over the high hilly and mountainous regions of Karnali and Sudarpashchim province today. Mist is likely to occur at a few places over the Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal receives over 39 billion rupees foreign investment commitments from development partners in 6 months. Budget preparations process for upcoming fiscal year 2026-27 begins. National Assembly session to convene today at Singha Darbar. And US President threatens tariffs on 8 European allies over Greenland dispute. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.